This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Bonjour, everyone.
Hello.
Can you hear that? You'll be pleased to know that if you listen to the previous episode, I'm not in a cupboard this week. I am, in fact, sat opposite the lovely Mrs. Charlotte O'Shea.
Hello.
We're back together.
Also not in a cupboard.
Not in a cupboard, no. We are sat safely, socially distanced across the desk, aren't we?
We are. There are biscuits in between.
There are. There might be a bottle of wine there too, but we won't talk about that. We are here today to talk to you about a little announcement, aren't we?
Just a small one.
Just a tiny one. Little thing we've been working on.
This month, we will be launching Rock My Wedding 2.0. This is a project we've been working on since January. We launched Rock My Wedding in the latter end of 2009, September, to be precise. Yes. It started off very much as a blog.
And it was all very nice and blue and grey and polka dotted, wasn't it?
It was.
I reckon there's some people listening to this
that may even remember it from then. If you are, hello. Thank you so much for hanging around for such a long time. And we used a WordPress platform, which is very much associated with what were blogs back then. Yeah. Of course, in terms of like me writing personally or anyone writing personally, hasn't been that way for some years. And we have evolved over, I'd say, probably the last 6 or 7 years into very much a planning tool where we offer lots of inspiration to our brides and grooms.
That's you.
It got to the point where we felt that due to the size of our audience and the amount of engagement we get, that our technology behind the scenes didn't meet.
It wasn't quite cutting the mustard.
It wasn't meeting what we felt you guys deserved, essentially. So in January, we decided to put the wheels in motion to create a much more advanced, user-friendly and much more attractive, let's face it.
It looks so fit.
Platform for you guys to use. When you finally see it, you'll notice that it is much more in line with traditional apps. The user experience is far more intuitive. Everything you can navigate from a bottom navigation bar.
Oh, we've got a sticky nav.
Can we just say a little bit about this? Because I think it's important. Is that when I put my case forward for the sticky nav.
People, if only you knew.
There was a bit of a hesitancy there. Like, oh, I'm not sure. Because, you know, that's like an app and it's not quite an app yet. I was like, we need this.
She stomped her feet and she said, right.
We need this. And then 3 days later, who launched a bottom sticky nav? Amazon.
Right at the bottom.
So if it's good enough for
I opened the app and I was like, oh my God, she's
good
right.
enough for us.
Although I didn't argue in the first place, but I'm just saying she was right. She could see into the future.
I kid. I mean, we couldn't. I mean, we can't go away without mentioning that. Obviously, we started this project and then in March, COVID went into full throttle and everybody was sent home. So
we've been grateful for it from that perspective, haven't we? It's kept us very busy.
It's kept us extraordinarily busy.
Yeah, and we're very grateful for.
You know, we know how difficult it's been for the industry, how challenging it's been for our users. You know, we're engaging with you and following your stories every day, every minute of the day. And this launch is so key for us because we hope that it can bring everybody some joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That it kind of motivates you to really get into your planning again, that we can look towards 2021 where we have everything crossed, that people will be able to return to some kind of normality.
Fingers crossed. And hopefully this will just, like Charlotte said, you know, give you that momentum and just keep that energy high. And should we tell them what's going to be on there, what they can expect?
Let's tell them.
Okay, let's tell them. So now when you visit Rock My Wedding, you will be able to create your own user profile. So it's very exciting. And within your user profile, one of the big changes, there are quite a few, is you're going to be able to favorite articles and suppliers that you love.
I mean, you're going to get your own dashboard.
That's all you need. It's amazing. So you open your user profile, you've got this dashboard, and you can access favorite articles, access messages. We'll come on to that. You can access your checklist. Shall we come on to that? Because, mm-hmm. Oh my God. And also from your dashboard, you can access Recycle My Wedding. We will definitely come on to that.
Let's talk about that in a bit.
So favorites, checklists, messaging. Let's talk about those. So you can favorite, your favorite articles and suppliers. Every time you read a new article, if you love it, there's a star. It's quite self-explanatory. You'll be able to figure it out. You tick the star and it will save it to your favorites. So mm-hmm. Then any articles that you read that perhaps you want to spend a bit more time on, or suppliers that you see that you love that you want to revisit and make sure you've checked out their profile properly, you can favorite them and they'll all be saved on your dashboard for you to go and find as and when you want to.
And on the subject of articles, we have them split into two very easy to navigate categories.
We do.
Planning.
Yes.
And inspiration.
Indeed.
So inspiration is very much your real weddings.
Yeah, engagement shoots,
styled shoots that you'll see. And planning is more of sort of like your key stages of when you are putting together your wedding. So readings, decor.
Yeah, seating plans, all of those little finer details that you need to know about when you're planning your wedding. You can find all those articles in the planning section. And we've really worked on the filters as well, haven't we, for both these sections. So now when you go into the inspiration section and you're looking for real weddings, you can filter by budget, you can filter by season, by venue type, by ceremony type, by all of these different things to really bring back those weddings that you really want to see and that are appropriate for you.
We know that people are busy.
Yeah. You haven't got time.
We want you to be able to find the amazing content really, really quickly. Yeah. And by putting all of these filters and functionality in place, you can do that.
Yeah, you can. And that sticky nav we were talking about, you can get to it so easily because it's always there. You don't have to go into the burger. Yes, we're very technical. The burger menu. It's not the McDonald's menu. It's the little thing at the top of the page. So everything is always instantly accessible from that sticky nav, which is super useful. Should we tell them about the checklist?
Let's tell them about the checklist.
Okay, do you want to tell them or shall I tell them?
I think you should because I'm going to do the recycle bit.
Oh, she can't wait. So within your user profile, your dashboard as well, you have a checklist. So Charlotte was saying before, over the years, we've evolved to become more of a planner. You know, we've moved away from this whole blog thing and we're now a wedding planning resource. And as part of this launch, we are releasing a checklist. So you can go into your checklist, add your tasks, add notes to your tasks, tick them off when you've achieved them, hide them, have them visible, do whatever you want, move them around. If you decided you want to do something 7 months before the wedding, but actually you want to do it a bit sooner, you can move that up or down or wherever you want it to go. It's a place where you can make sure that you've got all of your to-do list in the one place, which is alongside all your favorite articles or your favorite suppliers, all of these things. Everything will be easily accessible for you in one place.
They will. And we've inputted the general guidelines there anyway, which you can update if you want, but we've put things in there like book your florist.
Yeah.
Book your photographer.
Like little prompts, aren't they? This is what you should perhaps be thinking about, but they're all editable. You can add in all of your own, whatever you want to do. Yeah, it's super flexible and hopefully it will be a really, really useful planning tool for you alongside everything else that we have.
Which brings me nicely on to recycle. So approximately 4 years ago.
She's like a diary.
I am.
You know.
Adam and I bought the URL recyclemywedding.co.uk and we just didn't have the resource or what would have been, you know, the investment required at the time to really get it off the ground. And it was so important to us that we didn't want to do a half-assed job.
Yeah, well, we never do we?
No, we were either going to do it properly or not do it at all. So circumstances changed. And when we started creating the sort of What My Wedding 2.0 new version, we decided that there was no more perfect time than to release Recycle My Wedding, which is now part of our planning.
It is.
App.
Yes.
Recycle My Wedding is a platform where you can buy and sell pre-loved wedding items. Everything from dresses to shoes to decor, all there.
Yeah.
And the reasoning behind this is that we appreciate that weddings are a one-time event.
Yeah.
We love them. We think they're really important. They are the foundations of our business.
Yeah.
But we know that the landfill hole is just
filling
getting
with
bigger
dresses.
And bigger and bigger. So how do we have integrity in our business and believe in what we're doing without addressing what is a very stark issue? How do we do that? We do it with Recycle My Wedding. And this means that we hope that people embrace pre-loved items.
Yep.
It's not to say that you can't buy new. Our motto has always been your day away. So if you want to buy new, mm-hmm. you buy new.
Yeah.
But also we're giving the opportunity to buy pre-loved.
Yes.
We're giving brides and grooms the opportunity to sell their items on,
mm-hmm.
get some money back for it.
Yeah.
Put it into building their home or building their family.
Yeah.
We're getting those people who are buying those items to have the opportunity to purchase items that they might not be able to afford to buy new, and so on.
Yes.
10% of all listing fees for Recycle My Wedding go to Trees for Life.
Because trees.
Because trees. We have our own corporate grove, so the Rock My Wedding corporate grove, where we will be planting trees.
We will. And we're very, very excited about this opportunity, aren't we, to, like you say, be able to give back, give the business some real integrity, which is mm-hmm. such a fundamental part of our core values.
Yeah. I mean, you guys will know by now, we haven't accepted like paid advertising
for a long time now.
For a long time. If other people choose to do that, that's their prerogative. But we just were in a place where we wanted to recommend people on merit, not because they had paid us to say that they were great.
Yeah.
And along those lines, and in keeping with our ethos, this is something else that we wanted to address.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hope that this is a start to addressing that, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a business and as a brand, sustainability and looking after our future, our kids' future, is paramount.
It is. It really, really is. And we hope you'll find the user experience of Recycle really straightforward too. It's very, very simple to use. And any purchases made are done through a secure PayPal link. So you can, you know, rest assured that everything is safe and everything is very secure. And we're really excited to see people start to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really excited about it. And hopefully Recycle will enable us to work towards one of our key objectives, which is to become a carbon negative business. Whilst we're on the subject of trees, should we tell the listeners a little bit about what's happening for suppliers? Because I think it's important, you know, for readers to know how we treat our suppliers as well, our recommended suppliers.
Yeah.
And that they have something to do with trees too.
They do. So you will already know that for a long time, we've had a curated directory of mm-hmm. suppliers.
Yes.
So those suppliers that we think are really talented and that will make your wedding day the occasion that you expect it to be.
Yeah, we know that you can trust them to do the job that they promise that they're going to do.
Absolutely. So we've never advocated a free-for-all directory where, you know, people just pay to be on there, and you, at that point, you might as well just use Google.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So our slightly revised model will have a restricted amount of suppliers per category, per county.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just doing like an endless scroll.
Yeah. And that per county thing allows you to search for suppliers who are like really local to you as well.
Yeah, really local. Yeah. Or you can do a regional search.
Yeah.
You can do an international search. You can do a national search. Again, we just want to give you what you want.
Yeah. And let you decide how you find things, where you look for them.
Absolutely.
But all those options are there for you now.
Yeah. And just for full transparency, we appreciate, as we mentioned earlier, just how difficult this whole coronavirus phenomenon has been for everybody, like the world over. We know how it's affected the wedding industry. And so we are launching Rock My Wedding 2.0 with the ability for suppliers to join our new curated recommended section for a quid a month. And that quid doesn't go to us. It goes to, wait for it, Becky. Who's it go to? It
goes to the trees, Charlotte.
So essentially, become a recommended supplier, give us £1 a month, plant trees.
Yeah. You're not tied in. You're not on any sort of, you know, contract.
You can cancel it at any point. It's subscription. We're giving it for £1 a month until March.
Yeah.
Where it will become £12 a month.
Yes.
And like we just said, you can cancel it any point.
And there are so many benefits to the new platform for suppliers as well. We appreciate there'll be some suppliers listening where perhaps it's majority couples that are listening. But like I said before, I think it's important for everyone to know that our suppliers are looked after and why we recommend them and what they get for being with us. How you get a nice shiny dashboard, the suppliers also get a nice shiny dashboard.
Yep.
And full. It's all spangly and
great. And full transparency. So they can see literally all the stats are there, so they can see exactly how many people have viewed their social, had a look at their website, viewed their profile, which is on Rock My Wedding, and essentially can measure their own success.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also have a business hub.
We do.
So as part of the supplier membership, we, from our vast experience of everything from search engine optimization to how to build a brand, what imagery our readers engage with, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, we are going to let you know. And there's also going to be a message center in the supplier dashboard as well. So when you incredible couples send a message of inquiry to our amazing suppliers, they will all store on their dashboard too. So they never, ever miss an inquiry from you either. So for the first 3 months as well, we obviously have said that we're going to donate the profits to Trees for Life. After those first 3 months, after March, 10% of every membership will also continue to be donated to Trees for Life as well. So as part of having your recommended membership with Rock My Wedding, you're also giving back at the same time.
Yep.
You know, perks on perks on perks.
Perks on perks on perks.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Oh, maybe I shouldn't. And I think that probably sums up Rock My Wedding 2.0.
It's one of those things where we have so much to say.
So much.
But we just want to show you it.
Yeah, we just want you to use it and love it. And
so please keep an eye on the website, rockmywedding.co.uk. Please keep an eye on our Instagram grid at Rock My Wedding. And we will share with you some animations of how the functionality of the new platform actually works.
So good. So excited for you all to see it and use it. I'm really excited for that day that comes when you visit the website and it's just changed and it's just different and you're like, oh my gosh, here it is, 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully you absolutely love using it. So like Charlotte said, make sure you send us feedback. We know that you like to speak to us about these things. So let us know how you find things when it changes, and keep your eyes peeled on our socials and the website as well, so you can see these animations to kind of show you what's to come and what you can expect.
Yes. On that note,
we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at Rock My Wedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.